This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
That was heating pipes clanging in a house. Let's talk about
it. There are no houses in New York.
When you hear that, is that actual like metal on metal? It sounds so metal on metal, but it's really just like, how is it like hot air steaming through a radiator?
Clanking, expanding, contracting.
Oh, there's flowing, like little flaps adding. That are hitting metal on metal?
I don't know.
Where'd you find that?
I always said I should have been a plumber.
I never got to the bottom of that.
I plumbed last year.
Meaning?
You fixed the toilet?
I installed a sink, Danny. And I learned that to plumb, and I said this before, but to plumb is to get the pipes just so. So.
I forget every time.
That is video.
Pile, I will eat your ass.
What did he say? Everybody.
Monetization lost once again.
Let's get it started. HeadGum Podcast 3 being made today. Three non-whites.
Yay.
Three non-whites.
Yeah.
We did this with Johnny.
We did the all person of color episode, but I'm saying that we've never had three.
Yeah, we did an episode with you, me, Johnny, and Amir.
I thought Amir was brown.
Yeah.
Already lost the thread of everything.
Danny fucking Sellers on the show.
Hey, how man, brother. You? Doing fantastic. Your hair looks like it has more volume up top.
Yeah. When I have the headphones on, I can kind of push it forward. Okay. And then we have Andrew Pyle or whatever the fuck. Marika Brown, the sex.
Nice. Thank you.
Kyle, how's the house? Is it just so? Because I feel like it'll never be good.
It's okay. There's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of drama lately.
Yeah. Avoiding marital woes by basically taking out DIY projects, we should say.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely. Yeah. I actually am creating some problems with the house to kind of keep things, an even keel, as they say.
Yes. The common enemy is the project, and then you're not kind of in the doghouse.
Right, exactly, precisely.
Yeah. And what's... you had scabies, right?
Yeah. What are scabies?
Daddy, is it...
I don't know.
I think it's like some kind of
Is it crabs?
Skin... No, I think it's like some kind of a skin condition that babies get.
Hmm.
Not to bring back rashes.
Because it sounds like babies is in the name.
Yeah, that rashes episode was one of the nastiest things I've ever
thank
seen.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
That shit was disgusting. That was so nasty.
Yeah, it was that one is one that I actually do regret. I shouldn't have done visual gags surrounding rashes. That one would have been better for before we did the video. Sorry, one second.
Jesus. I'm waiting one day for you to just like pull down the curtain and you're like under that bridge that is at
tarmac.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. I people like me can't do that around airports is the thing. Like, I will be, if I'm not already on a list, I'll get put on a list. Everybody. Pyle, I have avoided talking to you for the better part of a decade, but what's been going on since, like, the last time I saw you, which was probably the Christmas party?
The Christmas party?
The fucking white elephant.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I was thinking, like, last time I was on this podcast, I was on with Claire, and I don't think there are any... I don't think there are any drops, or... I don't know if there's even intro music.
Yeah.
It was a very different animal.
Sure. It evolves. It's a quarterly evolution. Claire does not work at the company anymore. So that's like a good point of reference for the last time you were on this show. She got a better job. We just didn't get laid off.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Any office gossip, Danny?
Ooh, there's so much tea. It's time for the Danny T report. So yesterday I overheard Marty told Angie that Sam told Marty that the refrigerator was broken. And then I also heard that, now I don't know. I was gonna keep going, but I feel like
I wanted to see how long you could go.
Yeah.
It would have been stupid, I'm sorry.
We did get a working dishwasher finally in the kitchen at the LA office. Pyle and Marika, you guys haven't been to the LA office.
If not.
Was it broken when you moved in, or did you guys break it already?
It was broken when we moved in. Or there wasn't one.
No, it wasn't. Jeffy, you just lied.
No, it worked. It was not. Because I was unpacking a bunch of shit with Marty, and he was like, we gotta replace this thing because it doesn't work.
I'm pretty sure the fridge worked for like a hot four.
Oh, no, months. The fridge worked. I meant to say the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Because I was unpacking all the glasses, and then he was like, I was like, we should probably wash these, right? And he's like, we don't have a dishwasher. Or it was broken. I forget which.
Yeah, we don't have a dishwasher. I think you're just making stuff up.
No, that's why all the glasses are still on the kitchen, the break room table.
No, this is the end of the tea report. Office drama. We should have opened it up with that one.
I know. Fuck.
My refrigerator. Yeah, my refrigerator. Sorry. My refrigerator was just broken, too. So.
You kind of an
East Coast, West Coast thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Just your personal, not you haven't been in the office in months.
The drain was plugged, and I had to get a guy to come in. He had to come back because he needed another guy to help him. Mm. And what they pulled out, they could not identify. They were like, it looks biologic. Like they were like,
a fetus?
The drain tube is like a small a tube of plastic, like a straw type thing. And they were like, yeah, it's usually some, you know, like lettuce or like a paper towel piece or something, because people clean out their fridge and it goes down the tube. This was like alive, they think. And it was, it had like a vein in it. And
oh, no.
I don't know. So I don't know what it could have been, but it basically like broke my fridge, because when the drain tube doesn't work, it does that thing where it sucks and like creates the vacuum and you can't open it again. So every time I took something out of my fridge and the fridge closed, I couldn't open it again for like 15 minutes. It was torture. Anyway, Jeff, you asked what's going on since like the last time, like a year ago. That's
no, does anybody else want to get pointless bullshit out of the way before we get to the real meat of this podcast?
Let's go. The office drama.
No, genuinely that's fucking chaos. You should. Are you going to submit it to a lab and like get it tested?
I threw it out. And I'm kind of bummed I did, because I really wonder. I've been thinking like, oh, we kept, you know, yeast in there. Like, could it be like some sort of yeast thing?
Monster.
Like, brew. Yeah, like we were growing sourdough in our like drain.
Is that possible for a yeast culture to grow a vein?
It was
veiny. Hope not.
I really hope not.
It had like a vein running down. It was so nasty we tossed it right away. The refrigerator guys were disgusted. Like that's how bad it was. And you gotta imagine they see like a good amount of shit. So
yeah.
You know, it was anyway. I don't know, maybe like a worm.
Home, upkeep, and maintenance. Don't let it get ahead of you. Be ahead of it and the game.
It's a good one.
What you say?
Danny, you had a really good set on Wednesday. I've been going to this open mic. Danny goes to tons of open mics. I only go to one a week. That's all I can handle at this point because I'm still trying to get better at it. But there was this like really drunk heckler who was just being really
smacked. He was turned up,
like blackout drunk, which is like no one else was. Like that wasn't the vibe. But he was also he was a friend of a comic that had already gone. And I'm like, all right, the first two times, if he like, you know, just be like, hey, can you chill? But then he like they didn't leave. I'm like, go, like you already did your set, like you handled it really well. But for some people, I think it like really threw them off. But you were, I was die laughing the way you were like interacting. Yeah, I don't even remember what you said, but I was so funny.
I'll call him the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
You found him.
He looked like a school shooter.
He was just like, he had a quarter zip on. It was just like hammered. I'm like, bro, you've killed somebody before for sure.
Yeah. And you didn't tread lightly. So you're definitely on his list now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I need to be armed at all times.
Yeah. But those have been fun. Those have been fun mics.
Yeah, you gotta just keep going up. You know what it is? You gotta go to different rooms too. That forces you to like be better and it allows you to try new jokes too. Because you go to the same room, you see the same people. You don't want to try or certain things. Or sometimes you don't want to like repeat the same jokes because I already know these jokes. So doing multiple rooms helps.
Yeah, I want to go to the Offbeat, and then there's that other one on Monday. I forget. I think it's at a brewery. I forget which one. Boomtown.
Boomtown. Yeah.
Have you been to that one?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's fine. You went viral. Yeah. You kind of started an online. You started a discourse, really, and it ended up being a dialogue.
I don't know if it's viral, but yeah, people were talking about it. Yeah.
You tweeted a series of tweets, or was it just one tweet that was talking about these pay-to-play LA open mics for and like how that's fucked up. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, all I literally said was we need to start having a conversation about open mics, and then Jay ran with it. Yeah, but it was what he said is what I was going to say.
Yeah,
or would have said.
Upstate mental health check, Kyle. You're so geographically isolated. Are you good?
It's true. I am kind of worried about the winter. Like, I think it's going to feel pretty.
Daylight savings and all.
No, more just kind of like once you get snow, you know, it's hard to get around. And like, I don't know, the weekenders probably stop coming up here and start going skiing, which we don't really have here. So I think it's going to become a little remote feeling. Right now it feels okay.
All right.
Are you going to try to go to Florida?
Oh,
I don't know. Is Florida still like kind of a shit show? I think it's like.
I think it's always been kind of a shit show.
You were there when you weren't vaccinated. Now you're vaccinated and you don't want to go.
But it feels like it got worse even since I have come back. Like I came back in like April and that was like before Delta. And I think the Delta stuff was crazy. And I don't know. Can we also go like one episode without talking about fucking COVID?
Go off.
Jesus God. We have. What are you moving to LA or not? You said you were going to.
I was thinking about it, and now with like, you know, there's a lot of DIY projects around the house that we haven't gotten to yet. So I think
how is that the moldy wood that you found?
Yeah. Black mold, we should say.
The black mold. Yeah. So that was a consequence of the aforementioned leak. So hit it with some bleach, hit it with some mold killer, put up some drywall, spackled it.
Holy shit.
Hated it.
Word of the absolute week. Spackle.
Spackle.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Do you get that Venmo money? I saw you were tweeting to try and get Venmo money so that you could.
Yeah, but you know what? If I win that, I will genuinely come up with a game. I really hope I win it so that for the live show, I can actually give that money away.
You can give it to audience members.
I don't know.
Just have like a briefcase and just give us cash, like a strip club or something. That'd be tight.
Pyle, is your handle Andrew-Pyle? I'm so scared I'm going to send this to the wrong person.
I'm guessing it is. I haven't received Venmo money in a while.
This is the most nervous.
There's not that many Andrew Piles in the world. There's only a couple. There's like two. There's me, and there's like a volleyball coach. Like
if this gets lost, I'll force Marty to comp me.
Confirmed, Andrew Dash Pyle.
Jeff, if you send this to me, I am not sending it back. I will buy something with that money.
Oh my god!
I have a child.
Spackled. They fucking Siri screwed me on that one. It was supposed to be spackled.
Oh my god, Jeff!
That was easy.
Listen, we got to get to the bottom of some shit. First of all, we have our first segment here.
I wasn't sure till this moment if that was actually a bit or not. It's been a fucking year that you've been doing this, and I still wasn't sure.
Yep.
God damn. I'm rich.
That's a lot of money. How weird would it be if he really did send it back? It's like super awkward. Like,
if what?
If he just didn't, he just never sent it back. Like, he just
I'm gonna
kept
sit
it.
On it.
Oh,
I'm
I would be. I would. It's not even my money. That's George Saba's rent money that he Venmo'd to me that I have to go get money from the bank later today.
I'll pay rent in the middle of the month.
Yeah, our landlord lives in the desert and we pay rent in cash because he doesn't want the government to know that he's a landlord. So we got a discount on utilities. He drives in usually a week after the first for whatever reason. Welcome to Bond of the Week. This is where... So Daniel Craig is out. The movie came out today. No Time to Die, but there is time to cast, and I'm wondering who the next Bond might be this week in your head. For me, it's
Jeff
Daniel Kaluuya.
It's who?
Daniel Kaluuya.
It's fun. I do want to point out that last week your pick was Gillian Anderson, who is not British.
I thought she was because of Sex Education.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Really good accent.
Yeah. Great accent.
I think she does kind of talk that way now in real life.
Yeah, she does.
She's kind
she
of
has,
like Madonna.
Because she also did like The Fall. She, you know.
Yeah.
Her Hannibal character kind of had a weird
turn.
Vibe.
Yeah. Who are your guys' Bonds of the Week?
My pick is Tyler Perry as Madea with a British accent.
Can you do that?
That's
impression?
So good.
No, I can't. But I'm sure he can. Could you imagine like a British black ass big Madea? Like that would be tough.
The first one they shoot in Atlanta.
No time today. Hello.
And then Pyle, can you do the Tyler Perry impression, the Madea impression?
I won't be doing that.
Pyle, who's your Bond of the Week, man? Come on, let's actually participate.
Man, I don't know. I feel like I need to think about this more. But let me see. What have I been even watching on TV? I'm watching The OC, so I'm trying to think if there's anybody in The OC
Brody.
That I would. Brody would be an interesting Bond.
They do
very
have
sarcastic
to be British.
For Bond,
they
think.
Do have to be British.
Is that a rule?
Yep.
I mean, it's just kind of a rule in the sense that that's just how it's been before, right? I mean, rules are ready to be broken. So
yeah, I don't know. Tradition, there's something to be said for it. So,
right this week.
The OC.
I'm trying. So. One time I tweeted, what if Bond was like 23? So I'm trying to think of a younger person because I think that would be funny.
That's why I think it should be Daniel Kaluuya, though. I'd love if it was Idris Elba, but I feel like he's only going to get like two movies. Like if it's him, it's got to be one of those transitional Bonds because he's like 50. Daniel Craig was 37 when he got it. So I think they need to give it to someone like around 30. And I think Daniel Kaluuya is like 32.
Well, going off Daniel Kaluuya, Skins cast Dev Patel would be fun.
Dev Patel would be awesome. I would love that.
That would be great.
I saw him at Erewhon once, and he was so tall. And he was wearing an IWC Pilots Mark 18, and I was just like, my guy.
Ooh, what if we did Patrick Stewart, the dude from X-Men?
Yeah. Like, I just watched
the
card.
Absolutely
like
on the 9, brink of death.
9,000 years old in that.
He does his own stunts and dies in the first shot.
Barely pull the trigger.
Of natural causes.
We do have to take a quick break. Wait, did everybody get their Bond pick in? We all did, right? It doesn't fucking matter. Let's
Kyle
go to a break.
Didn't.
Let's go to. You didn't?
No, I did. I'll do it. I mean, Adam Brody sounds good to me. He can Adam do a Brody. British accent.
Yeah. Who is Adam Brody? Because I think, wasn't that your answer last week?
No, oh. My... I mean, he's Adam Brody is British. Not British. My answer last week was Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Adam Brody was pretty fire on Gilmore Girls. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
What was that? And we're back at it again with the white band.
Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
EA Sports.
We ready for our next segment? Everybody say yes on three. One, two, three.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. Here we go.
It's gone. I feel like eventually we're going to have a compilation of people walking off screen during this video podcast. Sometimes in anger.
Whoa. Is that a coffee? Iced coffee?
Gotta be.
Doesn't Jeff look like a young Gallagher? Like the comedian
Welcome
Gallagher?
Welcome to Name That Dryer.
Okay. Natalie? That's one, right?
It's not quite that kind of game. The New York Times just released a list of the four best hair dryers on the market.
Oh.
And I'm basically going to see if you can, using only your oral skills, decipher which dryer is which. Here we go. Ready?
Can we know the options?
Yeah, I guess that makes it more fun, doesn't it? Okay.
Ferris, absolutely cut this out.
All right, your options are, I'm going to drop them in the chat, okay?
The Rusk Weightless Professional.
The Rev Air. The Dyson Supersonic Hair Dryer. And the Infinity Pro by Con Air Hair Dryer.
That's a hand. Something with the hands, right?
Is that the Rev Air?
No, wait, wrong one. That's wrong. It's not the Rev Air.
Is it the Dyson?
Rusk.
That's correct. The Rusk Weightless. Keep in mind, there might be repeats, so that this is not a process of elimination. Here we go. We're going to go to the second hair dryer.
Is that the Rev Air?
Wait, there might be repeats? Like, they made multiple videos of each hair dryer?
No. I got these from YouTube. Like, there could be repeats. Like, I just want you to know that just because there's already been the waitlist doesn't mean that I won't do the waitlist again. Does that make sense? So I don't want you to think that you're going to narrow it down the further we get into this.
I was really backing on that, so this sucks.
Do you guys need to hear it again? This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me again. It's higher pitch, so it's not the rough again.
It's totally two different gears. Like it shifts gears midway through.
Isn't it cold and hot? Don't most hair dryers have like kind of there's like hot, cool, and warm, and hot, or whatever?
And then there's right. like the modes.
Oh, but that
Infinity Pro. Okay.
Correct. The Infinity Pro by Con Air hair dryer. All right.
Are these all hair dryers, or some of them like ones that have brushes?
These are all hair dryers. The Rev Air is actually a reverse hair dryer. So basically, you put your hair into it and then it mm-hmm. like warms it around it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It makes your hair wet. It's a reverse hair dryer. Anyway, bye.
It's a shower head.
Why is it
he's searching for videos, I think. Desperately searching for the Dyson Supersonic. Link to
what? Pound on the keys hard as shit.
He's having to wait for the pre-roll ads to end. So he can. The 2 second video.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Gotta be the Dyson. That's
holy the Dyson. Shit, Marika's cleaning house. That was the Dyson Supersonic. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ooh, harsh.
It sounds like the hand dryer in the LA office. That shit is so loud.
Wait, can I hear that one again? Because if it's reverse, it would sound more like a vacuum cleaner, right? To me, that sounds like it's sucking in. I think that's the Rev Air. Fuck.
Rusk.
Correct! This is fucking weird.
Who are you, Marika? Yeah, how do you know this?
Your oral skills are off the charts. Here we go. Last one. Ready?
Rev Air.
Insane. Actually insane. Marika, I'm going to send you Jeff's $1,000.
No. All right. Well, that was...
Are you ashamed that you didn't best me?
It's all good for audio. Like, at the end of the day, it's just entertainment. We shouldn't take it that serious. All right, I just wanted to take a moment in the middle of the show instead of at the end to plug our live show. This episode's coming out on October 15th, which means that next Friday, the first ever HeadGum Podcast Live, October 22nd, Friday night, 7 p.m., New York City, Gramercy Theater on East 23rd. Danny's going to be on the show. Marika's going to be on the show. And that's all I'll say about the lineup. All right? It's going to be gangbusters. But we still have a couple more tickets to sell out the venue. We're very close to selling out. At the time of recording, there are 69 tickets left, I believe. And
nice! Sorry.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
But anyway, so in order to sell those last couple tickets out, I made a couple posters, and I wanted to show them to you guys. Is that
fine?
That's
helpful. Yeah, thank you.
All right, I think you're gonna like them. I worked hard on them, and I think they look good. Here we go. If you guys have any notes, let me know, because Marika, you obviously are social media director, so I just kind of wanted to include you on this process. But I would welcome any notes, but I think they all should be good to go. Here we go. So this one's sort of like, it's basically like turning it into a peep show almost.
Hold on, yo. Why is it plastic? This is.
Yeah, first of all, how do you have that picture?
I just searched Google. I Googled Marika Brownlee on Google Images.
Haunting. Yeah, obviously the show is not this.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter if the show ends up being this. It's like if we advertise this, it'll get people in seats, and all we need to do is sell tickets.
That's false advertising. I'd never do that.
All right, we can nix that one because we have a couple more options, but let's just look at these with not only a discerning eye, but a positive lens. How about this?
What about it? Obviously has nothing to do with the show, right?
Again, you just have to get asses in seats. It doesn't matter whether you solve the opioid crisis or not, which, by the way, I did spell it wrong, but... I think this sells those last couple tickets, and I'm not going to apologize for putting this on a poster.
I mean, I think you should.
You can't tell me it doesn't look good.
Great design work.
Then what's like your issue with it?
All it needs is HeadGum Podcast Live, October 22nd, 7 p.m.
Okay, if that's all it needs, then you're not going to like any of these. Here's the next one.
Nice little Stranger Things.
I mean,
things
the design looks great.
Yeah,
but again,
the messaging is there. HeadGum Podcast Live.
It's almost
don't
too
be shy.
Simple. And also, yeah, like, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, don't be shy. Don't be a stranger. Come to the show. Buy tickets. Get your ass in seats. Let's do this, man. I think it looks good. And by the way, I made this on this thing called PixArt. Which is, it's like a super easy to use photo design app. And so I know that it looks like I spent a lot of time on this, but I didn't. So I don't know if you should give me daps for that or if you should give PixArt daps for that.
I mean,
did you know
definitely.
That you can use a bunch of different backgrounds. There's different templates to choose from. You just drag and drop photos, you edit text, and it's so easy, even I can use it.
An ad?
It's a what?
Is this an ad?
No, because you already had the ad break. You can do cool things too. You can even add stickers. Look at this.
Nice brown.
Right, so
hand.
Way too aggressive.
Really?
Again, threatening the audience, which I don't think will sell tickets.
We have 2 weeks to sell this thing out. The last 70 aren't going, so if this is what it takes, I'm down. I'm fucking down. And I am that guy, pal. Let's just simplify it. This is the last one. I thought we were going to use all of these, but maybe we'll just use this last one.
I mean, it has all the info.
Good.
I don't really know why I'm like a thumbnail on it.
I ran out of photos on Google Images of you to use.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. You could have asked me for images. Yeah, like, sure. I don't know. I would have loved approval.
This is approval.
All right.
It's just, it's hard to get you on the horn sometimes. But anyway, I did use PixArt for all of those, and I had a ton of fun using it. So if you guys ever need to use posters or make posters or any promotional materials, infographics, use PixArt. Everybody. Full steam ahead, Danny. This show is going really well. I just feel like we're teeter-tottering. It feels fragile to me. So let's go into the next segment. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Truth or Nair. Have you guys played Truth or Dare?
Yes.
Well, that's Truth or Dare, where you ask a either answer something honestly or have to do a dare. This is Truth or Nair. So the name of the game is Truth or Nair, and basically the idea behind it is I'm going to ask you guys questions. But well, I go around to you guys, and you say Truth or Nair. Actually, it's not really that. It's I'm going to ask you a question, and you either tell the truth and answer it honestly, and you have to be really honest, or... I'm going to show you a photo of a child, and you're going to have to say, I nair that kid. So basically, you'd be rubbing nair on a child, getting rid of all its hair, instead of just answering a simple fucking question. Here we go. Let's start with Marika. Marika, truth or nair? And this is the question. Have you ever eaten ass?
Nair.
All right. Here we go. Say it.
What is it?
You just have to say, I nair this. I'm going to nair this kid.
I'm going to nair this kid.
You are not the angel that everyone thinks you are.
Wait, does it...
What's that?
I'm just trying to be withholding of personal information.
No, you want to fucking give this kid a bald arm.
Sure. I mean, sure. He probably doesn't have arm hair. It's a kid.
All right.
There's a flaw in your game. It's pretty easy to, like, nair a child of hair.
That's going to go on the Twitter account, I'm sure. All right, Danny, truth or nair? And this is the question. How many people have you had sex with in your entire life?
Nair, please.
All right.
Why are all these babies black, bro? What's
they're
the
not. There's so many more. There's just two in a row. Jeff,
all these suspicious. Black babies.
All right, Danny. is... You got to say it. I'm going to nair this kid.
I don't know what's going on. This is a HIPAA violation. I guess if a gun to my head, I'll nair the elbow. Of
no, but that's
little...
not true, Danny, because it wasn't gun to your head. It was just a simple question, and you would rather nair a kid. And I think that that makes you sort of a scoundrel, almost.
I'll take it.
That was easy.
Okay. Pyle, you ready?
Yeah.
Truth or nair, and this is your question. Is your wife the best sexual partner you've ever had?
Yes.
Really?
Pyle holds
sure,
up his
yeah,
own
obviously,
baby.
Yes.
That's really awesome, actually.
Also, just show me a kid anyway. I'll do it.
This is fucked up, but all right. Kyle, why don't you say that you'll nair this kid?
No, I'm not gonna say that. That's fucked up.
That's where you draw the line.
Don't say it's fucked up.
Nairing kids, it's terrible. I would.
What did you Google to put this to find these little kids?
All right, Marika, so back loud. To you. Truth or nair, and your question is weirdest kink.
Not a true or false question.
It's not a true or false game. Barely a question, but again, nair.
All right, here you go.
I'm going to nair this kid.
Smashing.
I came up with this game last night at 3:45 in the goddamn morning.
Yeah, you can, we can tell.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Back to Danny. What's your personal record for times climaxing in a day? Truth or nair?
I really don't want to see any more babies.
This one's not that hard to answer.
Yeah, two to three, maybe.
Okay. I had sex four times in a night 2 weeks ago, and I was so sore.
That doesn't actually sound that fun.
It wasn't. Yeah. The fourth time was tough.
Jeff, are you outside like this?
Wow. Also, yeah, you had that COVID like 4 weeks ago.
Dropping it off four times in the night is wild.
All right.
The thing about it is, back then you had like the real like red eyes too. That's a wild picture of just Jeff in the middle of the night. Just
it was during that.
I don't like that this baby is still looking at us.
Arguably worse
than me saying I'd nair this kid is having it just up during this conversation.
You're exactly right. Here we go. Back to Pyle. What's the closest... Well, I don't know why I said it British. What's the closest you've come to cheating on your betrothed?
I've never come close.
But truth or nair? Yeah. God damn it.
I can't think of a time I've ever come close. I don't know what would be the closest then if it wasn't like overtly something. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't consider that an answer to the question, so you're gonna have to nair this kid.
Okay, I'd nair this kid.
I will eat your ass.
I hit the wrong button. It was supposed to be. All right. Okay. This
so
one...
are you just doing Google searches to find these kids? Because the websites that are coming up are like insane.
I just looked up children.
Fairypediatricdental.com.
Marika, back to you. Who's the most problematic celebrity that you would want to have sex with?
It's just not a thing that I can even come up with, I think.
Here you go.
Yeah. I'm going to nair this kid.
MomJunction.com.
This is so fucked up.
Bite of those pigtails.
This is so fucked up.
What is this?
Dance break.
A weird PBS soundtrack. Hello.
John C. We made it. Another video episode of the HeadGum Podcast in the bank. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-ching is what I would have if I don't have that sound up and I don't want to search for it because everybody gives me shit for the way I search with my eyes and we can't edit that out. Do you guys remember Lionel Coinbank?
No.
No.
You guys don't remember?
No, what is that?
Lionel Coinbank, save your money. And it was like a Lionel Train coin bank for kids.
What? Was it like a commercial?
It's like a toy or something?
I feel like I heard you talk about this recently, but I don't know what it is.
I don't fucking know.
What kind of childhood did you have, Jeff?
I was talking to my friend about this, and she also remembered it. So, but maybe it was like a regional. Well, no, because Danny, you're also from Ohio. You would have gotten that ad.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
All right, very good.
Either way, I believe you and I support you.
I appreciate that. I mean, that was all I had. We're at 41 minutes. Is that fine? Is that good?
Of course.
Let's end it
better
here.
Than some episodes.
I agree. All right.
Better than some episodes.
No, let's go to plugs. Let's go to plugs, and I'll get a little thing to get us into them. Here we go.
Jeff, with your hair like that, you look like Little Richard right now to me. Yeah. And the mustache. Yeah, it's the mustache too, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's the hair really like high. Off like that is like, oh man.
I think you should just fully like coif your hair just for the fun of it. See what happens.
I don't like having hair product in my hair, but I'll do it for you guys.
Wow.
You want to end this show so badly. You keep getting upset that I
Plugs. Danny, what do you got going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours.
Man, podcasting and doing shows here in LA. Follow me at Follow Sellers on Instagram and Twitter. All my links and shit that I'm doing are there.
Hell yeah. Pyle?
Yeah, come to the HeadGum Show.
Are you going
to
be there?
New York City. Yeah, I'm coming.
Hell yeah.
I'll be there.
There's a new HeadGum podcast called Senior Superlatives with Greta Teitelman. That'll be really fun. It's her talking about high school experiences with guests and friends. So I'm sure it'll be very cringeworthy and good. the first episode comes out the day before this comes out, so it'll be live and you can listen to it.
We should do a cross promo with her. She's really funny.
Yeah.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, and headgum.com/live for the last few remaining tickets to the HeadGum podcast. Live show at the Gramercy Theater, New York City, October 22nd.
Also get tickets to High and Mighty, which is going to now be a power hour with Doughboys and Adam Pally, which I'm...
Pally's in?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
so
awesome.
It's going to be a true mess.
That's so sick.
It will be really fun.
But yeah, if you've been planning on going and haven't gotten your tickets left yet, get them before they're gone. And let's try and sell this thing out. It'll be a lot of fun. And either way, the joint will be jumping. Little Fats Waller for your ass and for your Friday. Let's take him out. Sax.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.